This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law today the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said by making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we've had to travel. The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, of their freedom, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. During his remarks at the White House, Biden honored 94-year-old Opal Lee, an activist who has been pushing for national recognition of Juneteenth for more than 40 years. The U.S. Supreme Court, for the third time, rejected a challenge to the country's chief health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The court, in a 7-2 decision, dismissed on Thursday a bid by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Donald Trump to upend the 2010 Affordable Care Act. It was the signature legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama, Trump's immediate predecessor, and is popularly known as, in the U.S., as Obamacare. President Biden called the decision a victory for more than 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions and millions more who were in immediate danger of losing their health care in the midst of a once-in-a-century pandemic. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza war. Well, former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast earlier today, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparking months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011. It's been 8 years awaiting trial on crime charges, war crime charges, that is. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. It's not immediately known whether the 76-year-old ex-president will seek to re-enter politics. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kanda, has died at the age of 97. Kanda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia, after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991. And cybersecurity experts have been poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For most, the answer is it's too soon to tell. President Biden vowed to confront Putin over ransomware, but while no breakthrough over cybersecurity emerged from the summit, the two leaders agreed to start consultations over the issue. Biden and experts from both countries will be tasked to work on specific understandings of what's off the limits and to follow up on cyber attacks that originate in either country. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.